I actually want to take your dog's front paws and dry them out and make salad tongs out of them.
You're the worst.
Hello, Mitch.
Welcome to Sad Party.
How are you, Mitch?
I'm good, mate. I'm good.
That's good.
Yeah, really good, mate.
You know, this is going to be episode 38. How good is that? How good's that?
Episode... We just keep doing... I feel like every time we do one, we just get another number higher, don't we?
Yeah, we do. It's usually one at a time.
Like magic.
Oh, it's been happening.
Oh, what happened today? Not too much happened, really, but I've got a big weekend coming up.
Oh. What sort of big weekend are you going to...
Do you want to hear about it?
I do. I do want to hear about it, Mitch. Tell me about your
weekend. I'm just going to whinge. Whinging. This is my whinge.
That's okay.
This is my weekly whinge on the podcast, right? So I've got to go to my normal job.
Yeah.
Operate the excavator tomorrow, right? Yep.
Digging holes.
Yep. Pack my... then I'm working my second job, night shift.
Yeah.
After that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'll be home at some ungodly time in the morning.
Yeah.
Get up in the morning, go riding. Then I got a 30th birthday in Rosedale.
Your 30th?
Not yet.
Oh.
It's coming. Not yet. It's coming.
Yeah.
And then I got a ride on Sunday, and then somehow, that'll be it. And then somehow muster the strength to drive home.
There you go.
That's about it, really. It's just a busy
sounds,
weekend.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. Not often I have a busy weekend, so.
Hmm. Well, that's always a good thing.
Yeah, that's it. What about you, mate? What have you been up to? Anything?
Just heaps. I've been running around like an idiot. Hayley, the wife's been really crook at the moment, so...
Has she? What's she got?
She's got a parasite.
A what?
A parasite. Yeah, like a gross parasite, like blood-sucking parasite sort of thing.
Like a leech?
Yeah.
A body leech?
Yeah, the worst thing is I gave it to her. Yeah. I have another baby.
Oh, right.
Yep, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Another parasite.
Oh, that's really like big news.
Yeah, I know, it's pretty cool.
And you saved it to tell me on the podcast.
I know, how good's that?
Do you know what colour balloon you're going to have to pop?
I'm going
to... Like, you know when you do the big baby review?
Nah, I'm going to let the kid get old enough to identify what it wants to be.
Oh, you see, I don't even know yet.
Unless the kid's a bit special and like 9 years old. I'm a toaster! But, yeah, so that's pretty cool. So in October there'll be another one. And you know what's funny? You've seen Idiocracy?
Yes.
You know the start of Idiocracy? I said to Hayley the other day, I go, I can't believe we've transitioned from the smart family at the start of Idiocracy to the redneck family at the start of Idiocracy. And she just looked at me and shook her head and she goes, we were never the smart family at the start of Idiocracy. I'm like, you got a point. But yeah, so that's going to be
interesting. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But so yeah, that means it's
if time. If two weren't hard enough to chase her in, you're going to go three.
Yeah, exactly. That means it's time to sell the fun car and buy another family car and... Yeah.
That's it. Well, one more after this and you go to Tarago, mate.
Ugh, yuck.
Staring
insane.
At Tarago dead in the face.
Fun. I'm just going to pause it for a second. And we're now joined by my 3-year-old, who's decided to come out. Wes, you can say hello.
Hello.
You say hello into the microphone.
You can use my microphone if you want.
Hello?
Yeah. What are you doing? Are you coming out here to beat us on the quiz?
Hello?
Don't put your mouth right on it.
I can talk now.
Yeah, you're talking. Yeah. How many microphones is there, Wes?
Two.
Yeah, that's right. Good work. What are you doing? Are you going to go back inside and go to bed now?
Why are you
sitting here? We're talking. We're playing pretend radio.
Radio?
Yeah, pretend radio.
Fake news radio.
Yeah.
What's that little thing you got on your hand?
That's Mitch's drink.
What's that, Mitch?
It's a...
Red Bull.
A skinny girl Red Bull.
It's a girl's drink. Mitch is drinking a girl's drink.
Wait a second. What?
Don't play with that.
Oh, no,
don't play with the buttons and switches. Don't play with those.
Why does?
All right. Well, Wes, I think it's time for you to go back inside now, okay?
Yeah, thanks for coming on the podcast, Wes. You've been a great guest.
Thanks for joining us on the podcast.
A lot better than my permanent co-host, Dale, anyway.
And coming up after the break, Tom from MySpace.
This is Ballas.
So, we're back again.
Now what a guest.
Wes has decided to go to bed now.
Yeah, it's a lot better than you anyway.
It's smarter than me. That's why I wanted to go inside. I didn't want to just show us up on the quiz.
Oh, yeah, we do the Sad Party podcast. We do the quiz.
Yeah, we do the quiz.
Heard some quiz.
Yeah, so as I said, like, it's been exciting. New baby coming along, stuffing around, sell the fun car and get a family car and Now,
what are you getting?
The Holden Trailblazer. It's the wagon version of the Colorado.
Trailblazer.
People are just, you know, people are just skipping through this bit. It's just boring.
Yeah.
This is doing fast. We're like, yeah, and oh, I did do one cool thing the other day.
What'd you do, mate?
Saw the new Lego movie.
Is it good?
It's awesome.
Really?
Yeah, and Lego Movie 2. And what's funny is we went there to, in inverted commas, take the kids to the Lego movie. Yeah, but I was excited about seeing it. And about halfway through, both the boys were like falling asleep and wanting to go home. Shut up! Dad's trying to watch the Lego. So, but no, it was really, really good.
That's awesome.
Oh, well,
yeah, kids' movies are a lot better these days, aren't they? Like, they're a lot more... They know that the adults sit through it.
Yeah, exactly. But it was awesome. I really enjoyed it. So, we're going to do the quiz.
Yes, we do the quiz every week.
We do the quiz.
A few times a week. What day is this one from?
This one is from Tuesday, February 12th, 2019.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Number one.
2 days before Valentine's Day.
It is
two. For those playing at home.
It is two. Number one. The UCI is the world governing body for which sport?
United Curling Institution?
You have to say what it is, but just what
for which sport. Is it the United Curling Institution?
I think it's cycling.
Yeah, it sounds a lot better than curling.
All right, so you've gone curling, I'll go cycling. It is cycling, yep.
Is it?
Yeah. I just gave
you. Are you sure it's not curling?
It's not curling. It's definitely not curling. Unless the Herald Sun got it wrong.
Yeah, I'm sure I did.
Number two. What colour is the rhombus in the middle of the flag of Brazil?
The rhombus is the blue part?
Might be. I'm not sure. That's what the question is. So.
Wait, the rhombus is white.
Is it?
It's white or blue.
Anytime I hear the word rhombus, it reminds me of... Do you remember...
Is rhombus a triangle?
Rhombus is like a... It's like parallelogram. I think.
Yeah, it's white.
Yeah. White, you reckon?
Yeah.
I have no idea. But every time I think of a rhombus, I think of... Do you remember that episode of The Simpsons where Marge becomes an artist and she goes to the art school and the guy's drawing a rabbit and he goes, with a couple of circles and yes, even a rhombus. I always picture a cartoon drawing a cartoon rabbit.
Meanwhile, Brad started jerking off his car for The Simpsons reference.
What colour is the rhombus in the middle of the flag of Brazil? I have no idea. What are you saying?
White.
White. All right. Yellow.
Fudge.
Fudge. All right. Number three. Robin Wright stars as Claire Underwood in which TV series?
Well, I know that Claire Underwood's someone I don't know, and Robin Wright is someone I don't know.
Robin Wright was Jenna from Forrest Gump, when she used to be called Robin Wright Penn.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the question again?
Robin Wright stars as Claire Underwood in which TV series?
Buffy.
I don't think it's Buffy.
No,
I think
she's in actually.
She's in something big now that I don't know, that I haven't seen.
Westwood. Westworld or Westwood.
Oh, okay. Westworld.
Westwood. Is it Wood? Wood or World?
You're talking about the one with the people having sex with robots?
I don't know.
That's Westworld.
Okay, that one.
Yeah. Westwood is...
I don't know about the...
I don't know what Westwood is. I've never
I don't know about the robot fucking... But,
What don't you know about that?
Oh, just the biomechanics of it all.
I feel like there's a big risk of electric shock there.
There is.
Yeah. Okay. I have no idea what it is. So you're saying Westworld?
Yeah. It's wrong, but...
House of Cards. I've heard of it. That's the one with old mate Kevin Spacey. Touchy.
Yeah, they have to do it inside.
Yeah.
Easily affected by wind, that show.
House of Cards. Number four. The board game Drafts is commonly known by what other name?
Checkers?
Yes. We both got that
is
one.
Is it Checkers?
Yes, it is Checkers. I'm going to check it. I'll check the Checkers. Yes, Checkers checks out.
Checkers checks out.
Number five. Which car manufacturer makes the RAV4?
Toyota?
Yes.
Why don't you get one of them?
I don't want a RAV4.
Instead of the Trailblazer, get a RAV4.
No. RAV4 is a little hairdresser's car.
That suits you to a T.
Number six. Oh, guess what I did yesterday?
You put your cats in it.
Unrelated to that, guess what I did yesterday?
What did you do yesterday?
I did my first solo flight in a plane.
Oh yeah, how'd it go? Yeah,
it was awesome. It was really good. The instructor got out and then I just went and did a few laps of Moorabbin.
Well, did he chase you down the runway going, stop?
No, it actually, and funnily enough, it just occurred to me then, because when I did the first solo flight, I'm just sort of flying around and just relaxed.
What does it feel like to just be able to just handle yourself in a plane? Is it like driving a car, or is it a bit different?
Well, to be honest, because I've done it so much now, it does feel like just driving a car. But did the solo flight, doing a few laps of Moorabbin, landed, the instructor goes, yeah, that was all fine. Taxied back to the hangar and came home, told Hayley about it. She was excited. I'm like, oh, it seriously felt like driving around doing nothing. And
just
then,
without someone in the car with you.
Yeah.
Do you have a radio in a plane? I know it's dumb, but can you listen to music in a plane?
In those ones you can't. Other planes you can.
But could you just roll headphones?
Well, you're wearing headphones so you can talk to the tower and that sort of stuff.
You can't just plug your iPod into it?
You probably could. Actually, I reckon you can.
Would they get shit out of you, though, if you're
trying to take something? If they're saying, hey, there's a jumbo I'm about to take you out, I think you're better off being able to hear that. But funnily enough, I got home, told the wife, reading a book, went to bed, and that's just stuff. Woke up at 3 in the morning thinking, holy crap, I flew solo.
There you go, finally.
It's just, it sort of felt like, at the time, it felt like nothing, but then thinking back, I'm like, oh, that's actually pretty cool. So
epic. Like, yeah, doing humans aren't supposed to be able to just fly around.
Yeah.
Not designed for that.
It's awesome. And so this weekend, I'm going to do some solo flights like that are actually a distance. So it's going to be really cool.
So you just flew around Moorabbin?
Yeah, just flew laps in Moorabbin and landed a couple of times. And yeah, it was fun.
What's to stop you from just going, I'll just fly somewhere else?
I'll just shoot you out of the sky.
Will they really?
Nah, not really. But if you go into...
Hypothetically, right, could you take off in your plane? Oh, you'd probably never fly again.
Yeah.
Could you just like... fly to the city and just like fly between the buildings and stuff.
But if you're flying into restricted airspace like that, the military will shoot you out of the sky.
We've got that in Melbourne, like you can get that?
Yeah, of course they have. Yes. Wow. Like they'll shoot you out of the sky because like it could be like another September 11 sort of thing, which is not great.
You drive like a tricycle with wings on it.
Yeah, that's a dumb little tricycle in the sky. Anyway, number 6. Dili is the capital city of which country? Not Delhi, Dili.
Dili?
D-I-L-I.
I don't know.
I don't know why. I've never heard of that.
Is it Trinidad and Tobago? Trinidad.
Sounds like it could be something like that.
Like a West Indian.
I'm going to go, you know what? I had no idea, but I'm going to go somewhere on an island as well. I'm going to say Vanuatu.
Okay.
Yeah, let's have a look. East Timor, you were close. Close but no donut.
Nah.
Number 7. Pete Townsend is best known for his work in which band? Pete Townsend.
I just thought of Pete Wentz out of Fall Out Boy, but he's not that same.
Pete Townsend, is he Radiohead? No, that's Tom... What's his name?
I saw an awesome meme the other day. It's a photo of, you know, Little Nicky, Adam Sandler's Little Nicky.
Yeah.
It was a photo of that, and it just had the caption, remember when Tom DeLonge was in Blink-182?
I like it because it's nonsensical.
It's so good.
Pete Townsend, is he... Nah, I'm sure it's not Radiohead. I feel like I should know it, Pete Townsend.
Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking Fall Out Boy. Pete Townsend is in... I don't care.
No.
Or no.
The Who. I was almost going to say The Who, but I didn't because I'm a liar. Number 8. The Le Mans disaster, killing 83 spectators, occurred during which decade? Have you ever seen the video of that crash?
Nah, but I know that the Le Mans cars, they just flip when they go over hills and shit, yeah? Is that what happened? Like, we can't loop.
You gotta see this video. I'll show you this video.
Is it horrible?
I'll actually put a link to the video in the show notes in this podcast.
Are you sure people want to see 83 people
it's
die?
Not, no, it's not graphic, but just to know what happened. I'll put a little disclaimer saying caution before watching it.
You're watching
it. It's an interesting crash to see.
Was it in the 90s?
Nah, it was either the 30s or the 40s.
Wait, what? 83 people died from the car in the 30s?
Dude, you gotta see it.
Who's filming in the 30s?
What? Like, movie cameras. Like, silent footage.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You know what? Actually, I'm gonna pause the podcast. Hold on, people. Hey, if you want to play along, just do a Google search for Le Mans vintage car crash, I guess. You'd probably find out that. Hold on to. So anyway, I just showed Mitch that video.
That was some of the most crazy footage I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's insane. It's horrific. Like,
well, because there's no real mention of it.
Yeah, I know.
There's no, like, they didn't...
That's why I'm saying I think I need to put the video in the show notes. I'll put a disclaimer saying it can be kind of horrific, but it's interesting to see.
Well, they just give you, like, a rundown on the race. It feels like a race report. Like, they're just like, oh, yeah, and there's something running of the Le Mans race. And then half, to a great start,
and half then... of France dies in a crash. Like, it's just insane.
And then they're like, oh, and tragedy strikes. And then this car's on fire and it's melting to the ground. Yeah. And there's people injured and killed in the grandstand.
Mm. Well, now that, you've now that you've seen the footage, what decade do you reckon it was from?
People were crazy back then.
I know.
Even the announcers are just crazy. This is what world wars do to you. They just make you insane. Exactly.
So now that you've seen the footage, what decade?
Well, I think it was in the 30s.
I'm thinking the 40s.
They used the term Holocaust.
They did too.
The announcer goes, they are getting waved down by the yellow flag as they go past the Holocaust.
As they go past the Holocaust. I'm going the 40s. You're going the 30s. The 50s. Oh, there you go. It wasn't as far back as I thought.
So that's after the Germany.
Yeah. I think that's a little bit of a stretch referring to that as a Holocaust.
No, I know. Yeah, it is. A bit much, but it's pretty... That's like 5 years after.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Number nine.
People just didn't get offended back then.
I like it when I horrify Mitch. It makes me happy.
Imagine if that happened now.
I know. It's insane.
The internet would melt.
Exactly. True or false? The classic novel Wuthering Heights was first published in 1847.
What are you going?
I'm saying yes.
I'm saying it wasn't.
Okay, let's see. True. Yes.
Of course that's going to be true.
What do you mean, of course?
No, well, they wouldn't give you just some random date and it's wrong, would they?
They do. That's why it's a quiz.
Don't know.
Number 10. Guinea is a country located on which continent?
Asia? Guinea? Or is that on Australia?
There's New Guinea, which is in Asia.
Yeah, it'd be Asia. It has to be Asia.
Because that's New Guinea. Where's Guinea?
Old Guinea.
I'm going to say South America.
I'll just go Asia again.
All right. Let's see. Africa. I knew it wasn't Asia.
What's the go? They didn't like the old one.
Yeah.
Well, they just went and upgraded.
Exactly. Number 11. QBE Insurance was the major sponsor of which team in the 2017-2018 A-League season? Which team?
Sydney?
Is A-League soccer?
Yeah, it is.
All right. Well,
Sydney FC.
Okay, I'm going to say the Cranbourne Methods. I'm going to go.
Yeah, they were... I think they were QBE.
They were sponsored by Centrelink.
Yeah, they were. You're right, yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea. So what are you saying? Sydney?
Sydney FC, yeah.
Perth Glory.
Oh.
There you go.
No glory for me.
Number 12. Who won the Gold Logie in 1983, 1986, and 1989? Mitch is giving me the biggest blank look right now.
Man, I don't know. Bert Newton? I think you won one a bit later than that, but I'll go with Bert.
In 1983?
Yeah, Bert.
Nah.
Bert's old, man. He's an old dude.
I have no idea. I'm going to say, who's an old Aussie actor that was famous back then?
What about ONJ, Olivia Newton-John? Nah, she was more a movie.
Isn't the Logies for TV?
TV, yeah. So that's what I think of, Big Bert.
Yeah, I don't know. I also don't really care. So you're going Bert?
Big Bert, yeah.
Daryl Summers.
Oh, Big Daz. Oh,
Big Daz. Well, our first one back after a while, we did quite terribly.
I think you did better than me by the sound of it.
Mitch got 2, and I got 4.
It's rough.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's insane.
Yeah, it's not good, is it?
Yeah, we did absolutely terrible.
I'm going to get back into it.
Yeah, we'll get back in the swing.
Wes was the highlight, though, I think.
Yeah, that's right. I actually forgot that Wes was on this one.
Yeah.
Wes was counting earlier. He was helping set the dining table, and he said, "What do I get out?" And I said, "Get out 4 knives and 4 forks." And he said, "Okay." And then I'm serving up dinner, and he goes, I've got 7 forks for everyone. And as I'm turned around, I said, we only need 4 forks. I'm turning around, and he's holding 3 spoons and a pizza cutter. And I looked at him, and I just thought to myself, you're lucky, you're really cute. He's a special kid. And then when I said, no, I said 4 forks and 4 knives, he goes, oh, and he just drops the pizza cutter. So, yeah, he's a little bit special, that one. But
oh, bless him. Oh, heart of gold, heart of gold.
Yeah, so, well, this has been fun. Have you got any, jocks to shill or anything?
Yeah,
like
so
that?
Just say, if anyone's after some new underwear, just go on psdunderwear.com.au and use the code Mitch2020 and you'll get 25% off. Which is a pretty damn good deal.
Yeah, there you go.
A mate of mine, Jace, I used to work with him. He just bought some and got a whole bunch of using the discount code, so he's happy. And
there you go.
Yeah, all good.
Well, in 25% off, does that mean so you buy 4 pairs and someone throws one of the pairs in the bin? Is that correct?
No, they throw 3 in the bin and give you 1.
Oh, well, there you go.
Plus
that,
2.
That makes sense. Oh, got more visits.
There's kids everywhere.
Well,
that's all right.
Yeah. Actually, what we'll do... Oh, I've been joined
by
the kids once again.
Guests.
We've got Wes here and we've got Max. You know what I'm going to do?
Come around this side, Max.
Max, you want to stand over near Mitch?
No, I'm going to go with you.
Okay. Well, what I might do, I might really quickly... Wes, get your mouth off the microphone.
And I can read this after to you.
Yeah.
All right.
What,
yeah,
what I might do... Hey, Max, come here for a second.
All right,
Wes, I'm going to do a quiz just for Max and Mitch. I want to see who wins, okay? So, all right, I'm going to ask a question, Max, and you've got to answer.
And if you need to speak, put your hand up.
You can just yell it out. All right. What colour is Percy the Train? Yes, Max, you put
green,
your hand.
Green, light green.
Did you know that one, Mitch?
I think he's... Well, what colour is Gordon? Is Gordon the red one?
What colour's Gordon, Max?
What colour's Gordon? Is he red?
Red.
Blue.
He's blue.
Red. Is he blue?
He's blue, yeah.
Oh, God, how many people... Oh, God. Percy must be green, because Max sounded pretty
well,
convinced.
So that means Max gets 1 and Mitch gets 0. All right, I'm going to ask you another question. This is straight out of the Herald Sun quiz. Max, what colour is Nanny's new car?
Red.
Red. Did you know that, Mitch?
Well, I thought it was blue.
Oh, well, geez. Max has got 2 and Mitch is on 0.
This isn't going well.
This isn't going well. All right.
How old are you, Max?
I'm gonna be red.
Maybe we'll edit that out. That he says.
Max says he's 6, and Wes says he's red. All right. One last question. Here's a chance for Mitch to try and get a point. What's Nanny's first name? All right, Max. What is it? What's Nanny's
red.
Name? It's not red, Wes.
Nanny red.
No. Do you know Nanny's first name? Remember, it starts with a P.
Pauline. Is it Pauline?
P.
No, it's not Pauline.
That's my mum's name, Tim.
Alright. Well, no.
What is it?
That's pretty good.
It's Pam.
Pam!
Yeah, alright. Well, Max got 2 and Mitch got 0. So that means, Mitch, how do you feel being beaten by a 6-year-old at the quiz?
Well, isn't it, are you smarter than a 5th grader? But
well, this is... These are questions straight out of the Herald Sun. I can't believe you got beaten by a 6-year-old.
Yeah, well, there you go. Hey, just all
of a sudden, the podcast got much more intelligent. So I think that's pretty much it. So, well, that was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Daddy,
yes.
It was fun being outside by a 6-year-old.
All right. Okay, bye-bye, everyone.